Hey, welcome back. I had this realization today that everybody is stupid, and I think I finally have some definitive proof about this, so I wanted to present for you my findings. So here's the thing. If you think about it, and this is if you're capable of thinking, nobody out there is really capable of thinking. So let's think about it, and of course this is if you can think again. When most of us take action, it is not because we wanted to take action, rather it's because somebody else told us to do the things that we're currently doing. Your whole entire path in life may have been the result of your parents setting you down some path, telling you what you should study, what you should do, where you should live, and now you're just living out this path that was designed by your parents or teachers or whoever else was around you, and none of this was any of your own design. When you invest in the stock markets, let's say you find a hot stock and you want to buy it, it was probably because you read some random thread on some message board somewhere about some person pumping some stock, and you didn't actually do any research on your own. Or maybe you think you're smart because this report was written by some financial analyst at JP Morgan who graduated out of Harvard, and so therefore you think this is going to be good advice. So I came to this conclusion the other day when I was discussing cryptocurrency and Ethereum and whether it would be a good buy, and I started just laying out my hypothesis, to which the other person responded, "Hey, you're just making this stuff up, aren't you?" Hey, quick pause. Cryptocurrencies. This could be the next big thing. You don't know, but you might want to own some. And I recommend using the Webull app to buy some. They have zero commission on cryptocurrencies. Plus, you will get two free stocks just for signing up. These stocks are totally yours. Once you get them, you can sell them and cash out if you like. Or you can continue using the app, which is a pretty great app. I check it every single day. They have excellent interactive charts for technical analysis. So check them out anyways. I think you'll like the app, and they have some great bonuses for sign up. Link in the description below. Like, you have no credentials. Why don't you give me a financial report written by a stock market person, maybe someone working at the hedge fund who can really give the real analysis? And my response to this is, there's no research report on Ethereum. Like, there's no even financial foundations for why cryptocurrency would be worth anything at all. It's all based on speculation and air. The field is still relatively way too young, and quite frankly, even if someone were to write a research report on this, it would be outdated so fast because the landscape changes too quickly. And so it began to disturb me when I noticed this trend in so many other areas of our life. What we eat, our diet, usually is also based on whatever somebody else told us what to eat. And of course, this is probably a good thing, because if you were to just go out and try random mushrooms, see which ones are edible, well, it wouldn't turn out well for you. I mean, it may, but probably not. But this kind of becomes problematic when people aren't thinking. Like, you could read up all this stuff on veganism and brainwash yourself into thinking that being a vegan is healthy, and then you feed your baby vegan food and your baby would probably die of malnutrition because that's a diet only for certain people in certain stages of their life. Or maybe you're brainwashed into thinking that eating avocado, salmon, and rice is going to be healthy, and you eat a bunch of this stuff, and then pretty soon you're eating this every day. It becomes a monoculture diet. Not only are you overeating, which can be very unhealthy even if it's a healthy food, but you also lack the diversity and variety of other nutrients that your body may need. And the problem is, if I were to go to these people and say, "You know, vegan food may not be healthy for children," and they respond, "Well, show me the research report proving this." Nobody's going to do a research on giving children vegan food, because some children may die as a result of that. That research paper will never be written. And so the type of people who absolutely must rely on some research report in order to validate any decision they make in their life, because they have no real critical thinking skills of their own, like every action they take in life has to have been prescribed by some professional who graduated from a better school than them in order for them to respect that decision. Like, these people have just never exercised their own thinking, their own logic skills in life ever. And this actually consists of the mass of society, like say 95% of the world. Even in purchases, right? Whenever you go buy something on Amazon, you check the number of stars that it has. And if it has 4.5 stars or higher, then you're just going to go buy it. Most of the time, you don't think any more of it. When you go buy a phone or a car, you know, these are also usually emotional purchases, impulse buys based on advertising. Maybe you watch some influencer who gave praise about some phone, some Tesla, and now you're out there buying it without ever thinking, do you even want this thing? Do you need it? How are you going to use it? Is it even going to be useful for you? I mean, the other day I was watching this YouTube video about life advice and inspiration. I think it was a tech lead. Excellent stuff. And going through the comments, you know, a lot of the people out there were commenting on the video, giving their own advice. And I noticed that Most of these comments were just quotes of other people. They were quoting Socrates, Plato, Woodrow Wilson. And it's like, these are all just cliches and platitudes that they took from somebody else, but they didn't actually stop to think of their own quotes and ideas. And you know, maybe that's fine. In fact, you can live a great and successful life simply by following the advice of other people without ever actually utilizing your own brain to think about anything. But that also makes you kind of stupid too, right? Because you're not thinking. And that's the trade-off. Would you rather be successful and stupid or unsuccessful yet original? It's quite a dilemma. But when you think about the way that I make my stock investments, and you know, some of my investments are pretty terrible actually, I don't read financial reports. There's way too many of them, and these fundamentals sometimes simply don't apply to a hysterical market. But rather, I rely on my own intuition because it's only this type of stuff that has not yet been priced into the market. By the time a research report, a financial report, or a news article has been written up and gained enough popularity to be serviced by mass media for me to have read it, the opportunity is mostly gone by then. So if you're solely relying on reading other reports for your financial investments, I'm not sure if that's a great idea. Maybe it is, but usually I like to just rely on my own thinking, you know, which products I like to use, which companies seem to be executing well, which companies are attracting the smartest talent, and those maybe have the brighter futures. And I don't necessarily need somebody to write up a research report about every single decision I make in my life in order to validate that. See, the fundamental difference is some of us grow up never having developed confidence in our own mental thinking capacity, and maybe for good reason. But for those of us who grew up smart, like me, then I'm able to go through life and think I'm probably the smartest person in the room, maybe the smartest person in the world. And so therefore, I cannot rely on other people to tell me what or how to think because, you know, I may be smarter than them. And in fact, I may be way smarter than them, right? Like, you don't know that. You don't know how smart I am. There are some people out there who, if you give them a white piece of paper to draw on, they will draw nothing. Or they will draw predefined shapes that they know to be valid shapes, like a circle, a square, a star. And then there are other people who would have that mental confidence to draw some brand new shape, let their originality flow, and it would be this thing the world has never seen before, maybe a stick man figure. And then this would be a new contribution to the world. And so as you can see, fundamentally, these are two totally different ways of living and thinking about the world. And probably some balance in the middle may be ideal. I find it unfortunate that in this age of the internet where you can Google search so much information and papers proven by experts in their field, that as a result of this, a lot of us have lost the confidence to freely think and trust each other for other choices in life. That'll do for me, but let me know, what do you think? Do you think? In the comments below. I'll see you there. If you like the video, please give a like and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks. Bye.